Ambulances are still on the move from Women and Children's Hospital to the new Oshai Children's Hospital. It's been a long day for patients and staff, but it's not quite over yet. WBFO's Avery Schneider just heard the latest from hospital officials and is outside with this live update.
Mark, in just the last few hours, the Oshai Children's Hospital has seen some historic firsts. A baby boy was born at 12:12 this afternoon, and he's expected to get some special treatment from the executive team here. And the first surgery was performed in the hospital's state-of-the-art OR. Back at Women and Children's on Bryant Street, there is some additional good news. The last baby to be born there was welcomed into the world in the 9 o'clock hour. As it stands now, the old hospital is about two-thirds empty, and the move is expected to wrap up ahead of schedule. All that's left is a portion of the pediatric intensive care unit and the remainder of the neonatal intensive care unit. Cassie Church, the nurse in charge of today's operation, says moving the children being cared for in the NICU is one of the more complex steps of the day.
They are sick, they are fragile, but they are absolutely resilient, and we have one of the best clinical teams around to deal with that. You know, it is an area where we have a transport team that transports sick neonates around Western New York all the time. It's just more, you know, more babies, but people who do it every day.
The current number of patients at the new hospital is somewhere in the high 70s to low 80s. Of course, that number keeps changing, so hospital officials are always working on an update. They're expected to have more to report sometime in the 6 to 7 o'clock hour as the move comes closer to completion. Reporting live from outside the Oshai Children's Hospital at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.